If just some of the leaves of the radish, even though the whole radish itself is stuck inside the tevin, inside the straw that's muksa, but if you have at least one leaf that's sticking out on top, is ain't the chayshus. You know the din is you're allowed to hold that leaf and just pick up the radish, even though the radish is going to make mamish the coals, is going to make the tevin move on the side a lot. Still it's mutter, but that's called a tiltum and that's sad. So Drashi, miksas olam megulin mishum Shabbos not the chayshus of Shabbos. The boy the mist and the tolum be Shabbos and night of Yechsim be Olin Shalhim. You're allowed to pick it up Mamish on Shabbos. So the Brisa says, in such a case, ain't a choshish. You're allowed to pick them up. Loi mishum klayim. There's no Issa klayim in such a case like this. It is not called klaya kerim in such a case like this. Loi mishum meiser. And there's no Issa of meiser trashi. I mean, it didn't grow yet. Loi mishum meiser. Neshema nishrash nisusiv. Maybe it like started to grow already. Loi mishum shvius. Now, this the case is here. You took these peris and you stuck it into the ground. Now, before it's there 3 days, it doesn't start to grow yet. So, if it didn't start to grow yet, there's no issa klayim, there's no issa maitha, no issa shriyas. Nothing started to grow yet. And who are doing v'nitolim b'shabbos? Therefore, you're allowed to pick it out of the ground on Shabbos also. Since it didn't start to grow yet, there wasn't nishrash, no roots came out into the ground, you're allowed to pick it up on Shabbos. So, I, the crew, you're moving the dirt on the side. So, what? Since it's called the tiltum and atzat, so it's mutter. So b'zoy, when you have a chair, even though you have dirt on top of the chair, so what? It's called tiltum and atzat, it's still mutter. So it's still called something, a davra mitzvah, you can carry it away on Shabbos. So why is it called a good meat? And the Gemara, like tzrichom, to boy more of a chatzina. But talking about your mom is stuck into the ground very tight, and it's tight ground there, that you can't stand pick up the chair. The only way to get the chair out of the ground is by taking a shovel and starting to shovel. And that's an issue there, ice already. If you have to use a shovel, that's called harisha, that's called the wrap of the kaka, therefore it's called a dover shift, not mitl on Shabbos. The way the chair is right now, you can't pick the chair out of the ground, the maisam. It's stuck too well in. Or you could take a shovel and start shoveling it out, that's also to do on Shabbos. So if you put a chair that's stuck there well, that's not mitl on Shabbos, that's called a good meat. Therefore, we look as if since on top of the chair, it's less than yutvachim to the top of the kaisom, it's not mamayit, it is mamayit, and therefore the wall is not called the mechitza. Vaita. Sulama mitzri eina mamayit. V'yatsur mamayit. Same thing, if you have a wall in between two chatserim, and the wall is yutvachim high, so you can't make one chatser between both of them. Or else again, if the wall is dal tvachim wide, you can't carry from one chatser to the top of the wall. Now again, you want to be mamayit, you want to make the wall that it shouldn't have a din like it's high, you tvachim. So another answer is bring a ladder, pashut gered, bring a ladder, that hanging on, the climb up the ladder, you'll get the half of the wall. So from the top of the ladder to the top of the wall, it's less than you tvachim, that's also called the good meat. But the Brisa says it depends on different type of ladders. A sulam mitzri is not mamayit. Mashenken vatsuri, a ladder, comes from tsuri, that is mamayit. And we'll soon see what the chiluk is. So the Mara, Hechidami Sulama Mitzri. What's called a sulam? It comes from Mitzri, Egyptian ladder that's not called Mamayat. Why not? Amri Devei Reb Yannai. Kol Shein Loi Arbo Chavokim. I mean, it doesn't have like four planks to walk up. If the ladder is not that big, it's a small ladder, that's called Nito very easily. So that's not called its Kavua. That's called a Dovra Nito. You can just pick up the ladder and carry it away. That's not Mamayat. So at least if it has to have at least four planks, that's called a heavy ladder. Omale Ravacha Bray the Rav of the Ravashi. My time of the Suma Mitzri. The Loi Mamayit. What's the swerve? Well, what's the reasoning? Why do you say this type of a ladder is not Mamayit? Omale Loi Shmilacha. Didn't you hear? Hod the Omer Ravacha Barada. That Ravacha Barada said. Omer Rav Nuna. Omer Rav. Mishum the Hevelay Dover Shinito B'Shabbos. The Teretz says, even like we have before by chair, even though this ladder right now is against the wall, if you climb up the ladder, you're less than 10 tefachim away from the top of the wall. But so what? Since this ladder is Dovra Nittul, you could just pick up the ladder and move it away. So anything that's Nittul on Shabbos is not Mamayit. We look as if you can carry it away, and therefore it's not Mamayit. The whole Dovra Shanittul, the Shabbos ain't Mamayit. That's Halacha. What type of a ladder is not metaltum? Every ladder can carry you away. There's no such thing. Any type of ladder you have, you just put it up and then take it away. There's no wisdom in the raisa. There's no wisdom carrying it. So what's the case of a sulam matsuri that is mamayit? Ayit adavra nitum. And the Gemara name, Hosam koivdoi kavei enechanami. A sulam mitzvah means a very, very heavy ladder. that lamaisa is too heavy, like for one person to carry up. So once it's near, it's a svara, it's not going to move the way on Shabbos. It's very heavy. What does Rashi say? Kavdoy kaveyoy, or mitayich shu kavoid, a night to naisa misham. V'loy mishum isser, el mishum shekosha litloy. That's all, period. Because even though lamaisa mistam, you could do it, mistam, if you get a few people together and pick up the ladder, but since it's heavy to do it, it doesn't say claw the shear exactly how heavy it has to be. Does it mean it's heavy for one person? Now, call upon him a heavy ladder, it's not so easy to do it. So you think twice before you move it. So that's not cool, it's going to be moved this Shabbos. So in a time when the ladder is there, usually your conveyor is there, you leave it there and you're going to use it always. So if you have a ladder next to the wall that you could climb up the ladder and you'll be less than 10 tefachim from the height, that's also called a miyut. You mamayit from the height of the kaiso, it's not called Rishus Yachar on top. That's the teretz. So over there, that suri has the mile, it's a kaiso, it's a sulam hakovet, it's a very heavy one. Mashenki, sulam ha-mitzri is not so heavy, so then you could carry it. And that started off saying the shear was, kol shein le'arba chavokim, it doesn't have four planks to it, right? That's the shear of a heavy ladder. A heavy ladder means there are four planks to it. So since there are four already, that's a heavy ladder. If it doesn't have four, it's not so heavy, then it's called a davar metaltel. Omer Abaye, koisel shebein shtei chatzeres. If you have a wall in between two chatzerim, gevoya asara tvochim, staka 10 tvochim hoi. So the way it is right now, you can't make an error together, you have a separation here. V'niach sulam roichav abo mikan. Now, on one side of the wall, they put a wide ladder, 4 tefachim wide, against the wall. V'sulam rochav abo mikan. And the other side of the wall, so the other chotzer did the same thing. They put a ladder on this side of the wall. V'ein bein zeh lezeh shlosh tefachim. Now, between one ladder and the other ladder going up, there's not a distance of gimel tefachim. In other words, the right ladder going up, kamat meets the left ladder going up. And they're not far away apart, 3 tefachim. Since they're not 3 tefachim separated, we look as if it's a good Pesach. You like, come out, climb up this ladder, and go straight over the other ladder, go straight down the other thing. That's called a good Pesach already. Mimayit, that's called a good Miyit. So Melech consider like both Chatzerim could walk up, and in such a case is called a good Pesach, that you could even make one Erev together also. And then there's a Mayat at the top of it, it's not called its own Rishos Yochid. It's like Bottle to both of them. Yeah, Rashi Zaka. Rashi Zaka, you can make an error together. Now, if you want to, it's called like a good Pesach. Since you could walk straight across from one Echotzer into the next Chotzer, you could even make one error together. Mashenkein Shloisha. Let's say the ladder is 3 tefachim away, one ladder from the next ladder. Then ain't a mamayit. Then it's not mamayit. It's not called so easy to walk. Because if you have the ladders like, if you have the ladders like this, this ladder is over here, and this ladder is over here, and there's more than 3 tefachim separated, then we don't look like it's easy to go straight over. No, it's 3 tefachim away, it's not so easy to go over. Then we don't look as if it's called the Pesach. Shloisha ain't a mamayit.
Yeah.
Marvaloya moron el de loy heavy koisel arbo. Avol heavy koisel arbo, a filo mufla tuva nami. We're only talking about the top of the wall itself is not 4 tefachim wide. There is not a nice thick wall on top. Mashenkin, if the wall on top is 4 tefachim wide, then even though one ladder goes up on one side of the wall, and the other ladder goes up mamash on the other side of the wall, still it's called the good Pesach. Why? Because you could walk up the ladder from your chot to the top of the wall. When you're top of the wall, it's nothing to walk down to the other side of the wall, because the wall itself is rochev dal tefachim. Anything that's rochev dal tefachim is called easy to use it. So therefore, it's nothing to walk straight across the wall to the other end of the wall, and then you go down the ladder on the other side of the wall. So therefore, it's still called a good Pesach. Only if the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, it's less than that, then it's not so easy to walk along the wall. It's not nichat hashmishter. Since the ladders going up and going down are right next to one another, or less than 3 tefachim away, then we look as if it's a good Pesach. But if they're far away already, you can only go up and you're afraid to walk the wall to the other side of the wall to go down. So that's not called a good Pesach. So again, Blaya Moron. Elod lehevi koisla bo. If the thickness of the wall itself was not 4 tefachim wide, avol hevi koisla bo. But if the thickness of the wall on top was 4 tefachim wide, afilo muflag tuva, even though one ladder goes up at one end of the wall, and the other ladder goes up on the other end of the wall, still it's good, still it's kosher. Because you walk up to the top of the wall with your ladder, and then you walk down walk across the wall to the other side, and go down the other side. Omarav baby barabaya. Bona itzdebo agabe itzdebo. You made like two platforms. You made one, again, the same shell. You have a wall going up, that the wall is 10 tefachim high, and you want to be mamayit. So you build one platform on the ground here, and then you build another platform on top of the second, on top of the first platform. Bona itztabo agabi itztabo. Yeah. Is im yesh bi itztabo atachtoina abo mamayit. If the bottom, the platform, is wide 4 tefachim, that's called a good miyit. Yeah, that's one thing. So you could use the bottom one, like we had before. Anytime the miyit is 4 tefachim wide, that's called a good miyit. Even if the bottom platform is not wide, but on top of that, they build another platform, which is wider. The top one, like, sticks out more. But the top platform is 4 tefachim wide. And from one platform to the next platform, height going up is like not gimel tefachim away. It's within gimel tefachim, one platform to another platform. So you can step on one platform and easily step onto the next platform. So it's very easy to get to the top platform. And the top platform is 4 tefachim wide. So that's called a good makom to mamayit. V'yesh bo yoyin abo. V'yein v'yein zeh l'zeh shloshim mamayit. That's called a good miyit. Because it's very easy to get up to the second platform. And when you're on the second platform, that is wide 4 tefachim. And from there to the top of the wall is less than yud tefachim. That's called a good miyit. You don't have a wall here of yud tefachim. Let's see Rashi. Bona itztabo shalait. She made a wooden platform. Agabe itztabo. Samach lekoisel. V'yesh avir mafsik bein zeh lezeh. There's ear in between one and the other. Shehei lo yoyne raglayim. Now the top platform has its own feet, legs, that's standing, has standing on its own feet, and the bottom platform is a little bit lower. Izim yesh patachtoin oirich dalid ubo nismayit goy b'shakoisel miyud. That alone is good. Like Mamayit Rashi Vadala Yoinim Hochi. Don't look at the second platform. You have the bottom platform. That platform is wide 4 tefachim, so it's a good mokum. And by standing on this platform, the wall is not 10 tefachim high. That's a miyut by itself. Inami, another way you could do it is, Rashi, Ein bo dalid, if the bottom platform is not 4 tefachim wide. V'yesh bo yoinim dalid. But you have another platform, a little bit higher, which is dalid tefachim wide. V'yein ben zel is zeh gimel. And from the bottom platform to the top platform, it's not higher than gimel tefachim. Is chashvin and lake echad. Pashal din loved. We consider it like one platform. V'yavah pisha miyatazeh kotzim l'mata. Even though the bottom platform is not wide enough, it's not dalid tefachim wide. Shapidam is still as good. Because you could walk easily to the top platform, and the top platform is 4 tefachim wide. Then it's mamayit. V'yesh b'neim shloisha. But let's say the top platform is higher than 3 tefachim, and the bottom platform is shrei ninu. We consider two separate ones. Or miyat b'yavah lav shmei miyat. The Moshe, how do you get to the top platform? It's like something hanging in the air. You can't get up there. So something hanging in the air is not called a miyat. It has to start off from the ground. So if the bottom one, you climb up to the bottom one. And from the bottom one to the top one is less than gimel tefachim higher. So you just walk up there. It's like loved. Considered like one. And since the top platform is rochid, dalet tefachim, that's called a good miyat. Right? V'yomar Rav Nachman. Omar Rav Baravua. Sulam, if you have a ladder, sheshli voisov porochois, that its planks are like flying out. Shreshli voisov porochois, shli vois chavokim is the planks, the wood go across, madregois, the steps, shalonu, shekurin ye, korele nami sulam, the sulam shen voisim kein madrega, helakain shli vishlonu, sheesh avir ben chavokim, vaino porecha, sheporecha zu al zu, vizok poyet lakoisom. That's our ladders. Not a ladder that's made like a step. I'm all the Mastam Rosh Hashanah to have ladders made like steps. That is mamash a straight piece of wood. You just walk up easily. But our ladders, that there's air in between. From one step to another step, there's space in between. You just have a step, then another step, then another step. Such a ladder. Ladder made out of steps, that there's air in between one step to another step. That's called Sulam Sheshrivoy Soparachas. That the step is like in the air, one to the other. Im yesh b'shliva tachtoy nabo. If the bottom step of the ladder is wide, 4 tefachim wide, mamayit, count that place by itself, if from that step to the top of the wall is less than Yitzchakim, that's called a good meat. Inami ein b'shliva tachtoy nabo. And even if the bottom step is not wide for Tvachim, but the second step is wide for Tvachim, and from one step to another step is not higher, Gimel Tvachim, is a Lachim Amayit. So it's the same halacha we had before by Nitztabur. It's the same thing. Since they're within Gimel Tvachim, one from the other, with Tazadin Lovud, it's like attached. So it's like one a step here. And since the top part of the step is Rochiv Dal Tvachim, that's enough. The exact same halacha before of a platform one on top of another. The Yomer Rav Nachman, Yomer Rabba Baravua. Ziz Hayotzim in a Koisel. Let's say you have a stick that's projecting out of the Koisel. You have a wall, and a piece of ziz means usually a piece of wood that's sticking out of the Koisel, coming out like an awning, coming out. Ziz Hayotzim in a Koisel. Dalal dal dalad. That this ziz is mamish rochiv dalal dal dalad. That's how wide this piece of wood is coming out. So it's come out like a small balcony coming out of the wall. And they put on this here a small ladder. Sulim kolshu. Is miyato. Yishno is for mayit. Even though the ladder is not 4 tefachim wide. You put the one side of the ladder on the ground. And the other side of the ladder, mamash, rests on top of this plank, this wood coming out of the wall. Heve kechad miyit. It's like one miyit here. For Rebbe El Yonabo. And on top of this wood coming out of the wall, this balcony, like coming out of the wall, is Rochav Dal Dalid. Ugain Shein Chavoki Asulam Rochokim Shloisha. So mamash, you have like a balcony coming out of the wall. That balcony coming out is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Now you're on the ground. How do you get up there? Well, put a small ladder, even Joseph. I'm just a narrow ladder. But since the ladder is each plank, each step is less than gimel tefachim to the next one, so it's stated like lovud. So it's like imamish, that top balcony is attached to the ground. It's like lovud attached to the bottom ground. So maybe it's easy to get up to that balcony, and from that balcony, so makom tashmis of dal or dalid. So when you're standing there, if you're less than yutvachim higher than the top of the wall is not yutvachim high, from there it's called a good meal. Like the lachas before, the same thing. If you have 2 itzibus, if the bottom balcony is not dal or dalid, but a koponer from the bottom one, you could get easy to the top one. It's not gimel tefachim away. You could get up easy to the top one. We consider you on the top one. It's like one. And since from the top one to the top of the wall is less than yitzvachim, the same thing. It's mamayit. So if you have a small ladder that gets you up to the balcony, that's also called a meat. So even if you have a wall in between 2 chatzerim, if you have the balcony sticking out and you have a ladder to get up there, it's mamayit. You could make one eruv straight across. V'lo yamon ela di'oisvei olei. We're only talking about where you put the ladder, you put the ladder on top of the balcony. It was leaning on the balcony itself. But let's say you made the ladder lean against the wall. Then we say it's no good. If the ladder is not leaning on the balcony sticking out, it's just leaning on the wall itself, even though it's right next to the balcony, that's no good. That's just like arvuche arvuche, you're like widening, that's all. See Rashi? That your mamish put the top of the ladder on, leaning on the balcony, on this ziz, this piece of wood that's projecting from the wall. It's just only right next to it. It's not on the balcony itself. It's not leaning on the balcony. It's leaning on the wall. Then we say, no, avurche avurche, leziz. All you're doing is just making the balcony a little bit wider. It's not considered like the sulim is like a ladder, like steps to get up to the balcony. Looking at the balcony by itself, the balcony is high off the ground. You can't stand jump up there, so you can't look as if you're there. The only way you can look as if it's a miyat, as if it's mamish up there, if you have the ladder straight down, the ladder from the floor touching the balcony. But once the ladder just goes on the side of the wall, so even though the mice, you could climb up there and then like hop over on the balcony, that's no good. To make it look like one, like the balcony is attached to the ground, it has to be that the ladder is on the balcony itself. The ladder is almost coming down and leaning on the balcony. The Yomer Rav Nachman, Yomer Rav Avua, Koisel Tisha Oser. If you have a wall that's 19 tefachim high, that's what it is. Is Sarach Ziz Echod Latiroi. It's The mice, all you have to do is just have one projecting coming out of the middle. If you put a mamish straight in the middle, so in the middle of 19 is how much? That's 9.5. So the projecting comes out 9.5 tefachim off the ground. So the mice, it's not called yud tefachim off the ground. So if you have a ladder that lets you climb up to the top of this balcony, the balcony is not called the son of Rishus Yochid, because it's not yud tefachim off the ground. It's only 9.5 tefachim off the ground. And when you're on top of the balcony to the top of the wall, it's only again another 9 tefachim high. So therefore, it's not yud tefachim. So if you have the wall is 19 tefachim high, there's a way to be matzah with it, have a balcony sticking out right in the middle. All you need is just one balcony. Mashenken Kaisel Esrim, let's say the wall is 20 tefachim high, then it's not going to help you one balcony sticking out. Because if the balcony sticks out right in the middle of Monashach, if it's the balcony sticks out more than 10 tefachim high, that's no good. It's his own Rishus Yochid. If it sticks out less than 10 tefachim high, then from the balcony to the top of the wall is more than Yutfachim. Elamai also, right smack in the middle, is also no good. Because it itself is its own Rishus Yochid then. So there you need two balconies. You need first one balcony coming out that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and then another one also less than 10 tefachim higher, and then from that to the top of the wall you'll be able to get there. So if the wall is 20 tefachim high, then you have to have at least two zizim, at least two projections out of the wall to say, well, look as if you could get to the top of the wall without having a Rishus Yochid in between. Rashi, it's Sarah Shnei Zizim. Echod koyde masor, one less than 10 tefachim, tachtoinim, v'yechod lamala himenu b'toich asor v'yoinim, v'yevig voya asor, because if any of them would be higher than you tefachim, v'yevig sagalei besulim kol shu, midi v'yevig koysel, because then it's going to be mamish a wall. If you have mamish a wall going along, then we say if you have a small ladder going up the wall, that's no good. Then you have to need a ladder that's rochad dal tefachim. We're only saying a kula. If the balcony sticking out is less than yud tefachim off the ground, that's not called the song of Rishus Yochid. So then we say if you have any small ladder going up, it's like attached to the ground. But once the balcony itself is gavoya, yud tefachim, it's like the top of the wall. The top of the wall we had before, the only way you mamayit, if you have a good ladder, that's rochav dal to go up there. So mainly here, when the wall is 20 tefachim high, you need two projections coming out. Therefore, each one of them, there's no space of 10 tefachim in between one and the other, then you can be matzah with having these small ladders going up. Yeah. All right, stop here. Hold nafayin ches, the whole thing. Start over again on top. Yeah, nafayin ches.